Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners this weekend wrote me, asked to be anonymous, doesn't want this on air, played on air, but I can at least talk about his situation. And he wants me to discuss, what about the companies that are closing because people are stealing from them? So he has a retail store. And the shoplifters are coming in daily, stealing things, and he can't contact the police. He can't, they're overwhelmed. They can't address it. And he said he just can't lose any more products. He can't lose any more supplies. He's already under. And he wants to know how many people are closing up shop because they're being stolen from. And there's not enough law enforcement to help. So, want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a couple small businesses in the service industry, so we don't have a lot of retail. And so, for me personally, I can't comment on that because I haven't witnessed that. I do remember my father years ago having a small store, having to close it because people would steal, employees, customers would steal, and he really couldn't, you would think, well, there's a camera, or you could give a description, it just doesn't go anywhere. And so there's sadly this underlying notion, or this underlying, you know, reality of no one's going to do anything about it. And understandably so, in law enforcement's defense, I don't know if you heard about this, Philadelphia officers came to the aid of a shooting victim. And while they were trying to help the shooting victim, they came under gunfire. This happened late last night. This is according to City Police Department. An unknown suspect unleashed a barrage of bullets in their direction. Now, they had responded around 11 p.m. Sunday to reports of gunfire in the 1600 block of Cecil B. Moore Avenue in North Philly. There was a 19-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. They were loading him into their police vehicle to be transported to the hospital when an unidentified suspect started firing at them. The officers took cover, headed towards where the bullets were coming from, but did not discharge their firearms. No officers were injured in the incident. Two weapons were recovered from the scene. No arrests have been made. Now, the original shooting victim was transported to Temple University Hospital. From what we understand, he is still alive after being shot in the chest, listed in stable condition, but the investigation into the incident is ongoing. And they say this happened, tons of witnesses, hundreds of people were walking through the area. This was after 22nd District officers broke up a party nearby. Dozens of officers have been called in from neighboring districts to help with crowd control, and then the shooting broke out. Now, as you know, Philly, like many U.S. cities, have been dealing with a lot of anti-police protests following George Floyd's death, plagued by rising gun violence entering the summer. It's one of 15 cities taking part of the Community Violence Intervention Collaborative, announced by President Biden last week. But Monday alone saw a man shot and killed around 12:30 a.m. in Kensington under the L train. Another victim, a 15-year-old, was rushed to Einstein Medical Center in serious condition after being shot at 3 a.m. in Philadelphia's Germantown neighborhood. And then last weekend, 20 other people were shot across Philadelphia. Three of those people died of their injuries. Another four remained in critical condition. Now, there was a 10-year-old boy who accidentally shot himself in the head while discovering a loaded weapon in his North Philadelphia home. So just just from 5 p.m. Friday to 1 p.m. Sunday, 19 victims of gun violence recorded by police. Victims also included an 18-year-old who died after being shot in the face, stomach, arm around 1:17 a.m. A triple shooting happened before 8 a.m. Sunday. A 24-year-old, a 26-year-old, and a 25-year-old shot. So this, you know, police trying to respond to save your life are putting their lives at risk. And you're hearing more and more from different police precincts and different departments. Look, guys, if it's minor, don't wait for us. They are defunded, they are spread thin, and they're taking their lives into their own hands. And police are starting to approach the gun victims before paramedics, because paramedics don't have a means to, you know, block fire barrages and being fired upon. So police are starting to pick up victims, whereas, you know, an ambulance, paramedics, they could be on the scene, they could start the IV fluid, they could start so much care. But sadly, in these situations, it's almost safer for the ambulance to not come out there. Almost safer for police not to come out there. And this is kind of the mess we're in. Now, I understand Biden wants to limit guns in the wrong hands and things like that, and that's going to be a whole new slew of issues if at all somebody tries to take the guns out of innocent people's hands and violate our Second Amendment right. But we used to have very robust law enforcement departments that over the years have gotten weakened. There's been some, sadly, deaths in custody, and it started to become a little bit of a mess and chaotic that those that are still waking up every day for their shift and putting their lives on the line at some point aren't going to be able to continue to do it. Even if they want to do it, they might be shot. Police were trying to help a victim who was shot, and they got shot at. At some point, the police departments can't put their police in harm's way anymore. So I don't know what the answer is, but we do need help. We do need leadership. We need to protect not only our citizens, but our law enforcement and our first responders. And it's just a tragedy all the way around. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this morning, we got some breaking news. The last week of the session of the Supreme Court, before they go on vacation, is usually the most contentious. Right? That's when they make rulings on Obamacare and things like that. And it's the very, very last day. It's like, you know, where you kind of throw a grenade and then you like run and leave. And then you just let everybody else deal with the aftermath. And you're on vacation. You're like, I'm out of here. I've left Dodge. But we've been kind of getting some doozies, you know, throughout the month. So usually the highly anticipated verdicts and decisions that the Supreme Court makes, many times we won't hear about till June. And it's just that's when they have been reviewing everything, and then they, I guess, do all their briefs, and then they release them. So there was some highly anticipated, shall we say, hopes on if the Supreme Court would get involved to put some sort of clarity or, you know, some sort of, I don't know, guidance on where schools go when it comes to transgender bathrooms. And today, the Supreme Court has declined to take up the issue of whether the nation's school must allow students to use the bathroom that matches their gender identities. Now, the court declined without comment to hear the case of Gavin Grimm. Now, Gavin Grimm has been at the center of a long legal battle with the school board in Gloucester County, Virginia. Grimm was born female, but identified as male after his freshman year in high school. He even legally changed his name and started hormone therapy. The principal at first gave him permission to use the boys' bathroom. But the school board later adopted a policy saying restrooms were, quote, limited to the corresponding biological genders. They say for school officials, as for parents, the question how best to respond to a teenager who identifies with the opposite biological sex is often excruciatingly difficult. Now, this is lawyers for the school district told the Supreme Court. But the privacy rights of millions of students are at risk if their transgender classmates are allowed to use bathrooms matching their gender identities. And the privacy issue is something we need to talk about because, America is a very, very private, girls can change in front of girls, boys can change in front of boys. I mean, in other countries, you could buy clothes or you could go to a beach and be naked. I mean, in fact, I think in Denmark, there's a public sex park. So we do things a little differently when it comes to privacy. And women don't want to change in front of men. Men necessarily don't want to change in front of women. And so that's kind of fueled much of our protocols for gyms, for showers, for bathrooms, and then the topics of assault that happens in bathrooms. And girls' rooms, boys' rooms have been separated for decades, and it unfortunately raises many questions among parents. If a boy, let's say, is, you know, in the grade school section, high school boys in the grade school section of school, and runs into the girls' bathroom, is that putting young girls at risk? I mean, the average boys are not going to bother the girls, but there's potential. And when you look at the numbers of assault and things that happen in bathrooms and in schools, makes parents a little nervous. So, you know, do we have any data on transgender men and women assaulting others? I don't think we have a lot of data on that. I don't think we have a lot of cases. But there's, when parents send their kids to school, they want to make sure that there's no school shootings, they want to make sure there's no assault, and bathrooms are some of the most dangerous places. I in my locker room, there was a fight that broke out, and it was a bad fight, and the only weapon I was going to have would be to break a bottle and at least have that for me. Luckily, the fight stopped, but it was a bad one. There were knives, and I didn't have anything to defend myself. But that was a locker room of girls. So I think girls can be just as dangerous as guys. So the principal did give permission for the transgender boy to use the boys' bathroom, but the school board later adopted this policy saying restrooms were limited. Lawyers from the American Civil Liberties Union representing Grimm told the court that treating him differently by requiring him to use separate single-stall bathrooms singled him out and stigmatized him as unfit to use the same restroom as his peers. Now, the Supreme Court justices said there was no need for the Supreme Court to take up the appeal because the lower courts that have considered the issue reached the same conclusion that treating transgender students differently violates a federal law known as Title IX that bans sex discrimination in school programs. Monday's order denying review of the case means that Grimm's victory in the appeals court remains intact, and the American Civil Liberties Union work on that case is done because it didn't have to be fought again. So questions then kind of arise, well, what are we doing with the showers? You know, is it okay for, you know, young girls to be exposed to a penis? Is it okay for, you know, grown-up boys to be in young girls' bathrooms? Is it okay, you know, our approach to nudity, our approach to privacy is probably going to change. And, you know, one answer many schools had was, all right, well, we have, you know, single-sex bathrooms. They could be used by, like, I'll go with my kids when they were younger to family bathrooms. It could be men, women. I loved those. I didn't have to be female. I didn't have to be male. I could just use the bathroom. I love that. But apparently those single bathrooms can cause stigmatism. Because rather than a bunch of girls being in the girls' bathroom and boys being in the boys' bathroom, you know, smoking in the boys' room, you can't smoke in the boys' room because you're in the single-sex stall. So when I was in Europe, though, the boys' and girls' bathrooms were mixed. I took a picture of it. I was so excited. The Palace of Versailles was closed. It was on a Monday, and I guess it's closed on Mondays. But we went to the gardens, so we were able to look at the gardens. And there was a bathroom, and the bathroom was just men, women. And so we all went into, I was like, oh, yay, I got to go pee-pee with my boys. And all of us, we all got to go to the bathroom all together. The boys went to the boy area. We could totally see the urinals. The girls went to the stalls. I mean, Europe manages bathrooms differently. But we do have major issues, you know, with assault. And maybe the answer isn't segregating boys and girls. It's maybe having security in the bathrooms. I hated going into the bathroom. That's when people were mean, guards rarely would be there, and all sorts of stuff can get done. And it, you know, I spoke to you guys about this. One of the reasons why women for decades would say, I'm going to the restroom, and a bunch of women would go at the same time. You know, the guys are like, oh, they're going to talk about us, they're going to. That all started because going to a restroom was dangerous. Going to the outhouse alone was dangerous. You're vulnerable. You're not thinking, clearly, because you got a full bladder or full bowel. You're concentrating on going potty. You're concentrating on, I have to make a beeline for the outhouse or for the bathroom. So you're not really looking around the woods. You're not really thinking about anything else. And it's a very vulnerable time for anybody. Or going to the back of the restaurant or back of the bar for the bathrooms. One of our friend's kids was assaulted on the way. It was a restaurant. It's nearby. Good area in town. And he assaulted her as she was on her way to the female, to the bathroom. And so bathrooms are dangerous. And locker rooms can be dangerous. And maybe it's not so much a boy-girl thing as much as it's a, you know, maybe we need, you know, that's where security needs to be. Everyone's like, well, we have to respect the privacy. People are in the bathroom. People, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. And, you know, people ask me, you know, at what age is it okay for a young girl to see a penis? Well, most girls do see their dads. They walk in on them going potty or something, and it confuses us. And then mommy and daddy have to have a talk. And, you know, because a young girl doesn't have a, the boys aren't confused. You know, because boys, they learn how to pee with their daddy. Boys go into the bathroom, you know, and I tell my husband, go take the boys to pee. You know, and they go, all right, this is what you do. And then the kids laugh, and they go, is mine going to be as big as yours one day? You know, and dads go, nothing is ever going to be as big as mine. And, you know, you're like, please, right? Okay, so all that happens. But a little girl, they don't see that. You know, little girls, they don't really see that. And so when they do, we have to talk to them about it, and it's okay. I think there is going to be a lot of revamping being done as we start to, you know, change how we approach bathrooms and locker rooms and privacy. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both the east and west coasts are in for a toasty day. The National Weather Service in New York saying a heat advisory is in place and temperatures could feel like 100 degrees or more in parts of New York and New Jersey. Meantime, folks in the Pacific Northwest also dealing with more sweltering temperatures as it's expected to reach 107 degrees in Seattle. Seattle resident Pat Andrew tells USA Radio News his city's not used to temperatures this hot.
We don't have a lot of super hot weather, so when it hits us, you know, people are kind of unprepared for it. We don't, you know, all the houses, some of the businesses don't have air conditioning.
President Biden meeting with the new Israeli Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Legal immigrants are speaking out regarding how one state is treating illegal immigrants.
Oregon has announced they will be offering all illegal immigrants in their state free Medicaid on the dime of the American taxpayers. Albanian-born, now U.S. citizen and attorney Peter Lamage on Fox News says every American should be outraged.
This is an insult to every American citizen to begin with. It's an insult to everyone who came to the United States legally. Well, what the Democrat Party is doing right now, they are promoting chaos, lawlessness, and rewarding people who come to the United States illegally. As a matter of fact, they are enticing them to come over here. If you and I were to violate the laws of the United States as the after due process, we will get to receive some sort of punishment.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cavana says an investigation is underway regarding what happened to a condo that collapsed near Miami Beach. 10 people are dead and 151 are still missing. USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Medicaid. Medicaid costs a lot of money. And I am grateful as a doctor that we do have a Medicaid program. I think it needs to be better. I think it needs to be a lot better. But I'm very, very grateful that people who are poor, people who don't have a job, people falling under a certain income level, can still get medical care. One thing that America has done that many countries don't is they will still treat everybody. If you go into the hospital and, you know, you have a, you know, I mean, now it's kind of dangerous for people to enter certain neighborhoods where you've been shot. But for the most part, if you get shot, if you get hurt, you're in an accident, you get taken to a hospital and you get treated. And Medicaid allows there to be some structure to your medical care. If you don't have a job that's paying for your medical insurance, which I think is a problem in and of itself. I don't think you should rely on your employer to cover your medical insurance. I think that's a mess because nobody has a single employer for 25 years. The employers change all the time and benefits change. But Medicaid is state-run, offers some basic services, not a lot of fancy medicines, but at least enough services to get people care. And it's a good program. It's an expensive program. And it's supposed to be a safety net, not something that should be used long-term or chronically, but something to kind of use to buy you time until you are able to get a job or get on your feet or get insurance. And Medicaid dollars, even though they do come from the government, what's nice about Medicaid is states could be creative in terms of how they use those funds. And so if their population base is different and they have other certain issues, they can not do like an all-size-fits-all, because the people who live in inner city New York might have different needs than rural. And Medicaid and reimbursement and how, you know, doctors get paid and hospitals get covered, it allows the state to have a little bit more flexibility. So Oregon has extended that flexibility to make Medicaid available to illegal or undocumented immigrants. Now, the bill has passed. It is expected to be signed by the governor. And that would, I believe it's about $100 million price tag over the next couple years. And it would allow illegal immigrants in the state to have Medicaid services. So as a doctor, I told you, I don't care about somebody's status as a physician. You're a human being, and you're being here in my city or my state, right? And if you have an illness, that makes you a public threat, a public health threat. And so whether you're a citizen or not a citizen, if you have tuberculosis, we need to treat you. If you have COVID, we need to treat you. If you have diabetes, we need to treat you. If you are living here and we're, you know, you possibly have diabetes and you go blind and you get into a car accident, we're going to be paying for it anyway. So taking care of who is in your state and in your country is kind of a no-brainer from a medical standpoint and from a public health standpoint. But now let's be practical, right? If we don't have funds and we don't have medical care for our homeless, for our vets that are coming back and not able to get a home, and if we aren't taking care of our citizens, you start to have a little bit of an issue where people who aren't paying taxes, hoping that that money is there for them one day and it doesn't go to their neighboring citizens, you start to wonder, well, wait, do we have enough money for all of this? And then is the promise of paid free health care going to goad more people to trek across a dangerous desert, use traffickers, use coyotes, and put yourself at risk for rape, murder, losing your kids, because you're going to be able to get free medical care because your country doesn't? You know, one thing that I've said for a very long time is we need these other countries to get their acts together. It should not be on America to make sure that every Mexican, Guatemalan, Honduran, Costa Rican, German, Russian, Cuban gets health care. That's not on us. Their country should be providing health care. And sadly, these people aren't getting health care. Health care is pretty damn good in America. We got some of the best doctors and nurses and pharmacists and respiratory techs, PAs, and nurse practitioners. We got some of the best hospitals in the world. I don't blame anybody for wanting to come here. But then at some point, is there going to be enough money? Now, with Oregon making this move, all right, if they feel they have enough money and their taxpayers are happy, the taxpayers are fine with it because they feel that undocumented immigrants could pose a public health threat, and they're like, please give them medical care. We're fine with that. Then that's the American way. Americans can vote and choose what they want. If a city or a state has residents that isn't happy with what's going on, then they leave, like we're seeing with California, or what we saw with Detroit, where many people that were paying taxes left. And then Detroit had an issue. I think they had to file bankruptcy. There wasn't enough money coming in. So if Oregon is having an issue with that many undocumented immigrants and it being an issue where it could affect public health and they want their coworkers and their neighbors to be able to get medical care as well, then they have every right to vote for it. It's their money and, yeah. I know it concerns a lot of states out there because then it could hearken and beckon for more people to come to the United States for free health care, but we're not going to be able to test the system until a state does that and see, does it really start to collapse health care? I mean, do we really become that overwhelmed? I'm already seeing the overwhelming, but maybe some places aren't. I mean, when I'm in California, and I was born in California, so it really hurts to see fellow Californians or even migrants not have a home and stuck outside in the heat in a tent. I am seeing in places overwhelming. I see in Nevada homelessness. I mean, we have a big problem. We also have a big problem taking care of our vets, our veterans, and our people who are serving their country coming back. I mean, we need a lot of money, and some people might say that the money could be better spent on something else. The problem is when we are looking at public health and we're looking at diseases that could be coming in, right? If we are going to be a country that isn't going to have a robust immigration system, and it's going to be, look, if they could get through holes in the wall, let them, then we are going to have to treat the COVID. We are going to have to treat tuberculosis. We are going to have to treat pneumonia, MRSA, and things like that. You know, with Ellis Island, I know Kamala Harris is, I think the mayor of El Paso called it the Ellis Island of the country. Ellis Island was different. Ellis Island, they would not let you come if you were sick because you could make other people sick. Now, mind you, we have advances now that they didn't during the time of Ellis Island and immigrants. But, I mean, in order for my family to come to the United States, if they were sick, they got turned back. They would separate parents and, you know, if mom was sick, the kid was healthy, kid could stay. But no, we can't have sick people coming in. But it was also almost impossible to get into the country without going through an exam. Now that we have people coming in without exams, without, you know, going through Border Patrol because Border Patrol is overwhelmed, we got holes in the wall, then it is going to be upon states on what do you do if you do have COVID variants coming over, if you do have, you know, other diseases that aren't being screened for. In order for a state to keep their population safe, they're going to have some sort of protocol on what to do to treat somebody who could be ill. And that's what we're seeing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So by the minute, we are praying and praying that they could find survivors from the rubble of the Miami condo collapse. Other people in nearby condos are wondering if they should evacuate. These slipshod issues, cracks, inattention to fixes and structural issues apparently caused might be to blame for what happened. Many people are trying to figure what could have started this. We have a little clue, and this is a very, very tragic account. But one of the missing people, is a model, Cassandra Billadue Stratton. She was on the phone with her husband at the time. And she was on the phone, so he heard it happen. She is still missing. They haven't found her. But apparently, she was telling him that she sees a sinkhole where the pool used to be. Now, her husband, Mr. Stratton, 66 years old, he's a Democratic political strategist. He told the Miami Herald, it was 1:30 a.m. I'll never forget that. And she had felt a sudden shaking from her fourth floor balcony. She called her husband, saying she sees a sinkhole, and then started screaming, and then phone went dead. He said she screamed bloody murder, and that was it. Apparently, older sister Ashley Dean told the Washington Post that her sister knew something was wrong in the days before the collapse, that she had complained to her family about water damage in the building and heavy equipment being lifted to the roof for repairs. They want to have hope, but the sister says, I'm a realist. I don't want to hold on to false dreams. Now, Bill Du Stratton, the model, is one of 151 people still missing after this 12-story condo building in suburban Miami collapsed. So now experts are judging that probably what happened was the pool, the garage, the underground garage, had multiple structural issues, and when that started to collapse, it caused everything else to. A structural engineer had inspected the Champlain Towers a year ago, told CNN that the hole witnessed by Bill Du Stratton definitely could have been a factor in the sudden collapse. His name is Jason Borden. He said if the pool deck or a structural slab near the building failed or had been compromised, it could have contributed to the end result. He expressed confidence in the integrity, though, of the other towers, the north and east. He said, you know they are maintaining their buildings. Personally, I am confident in the stability of those buildings because I've been closely involved with Champlain Towers East. Now, he had said he saw cracks and deterioration when he inspected the south towers last year, but was not alarmed as it was typical of buildings of that age that are on the coast. He said, I saw cracks in the stucco fade. I saw deterioration of the concrete balconies. I saw cracks and deterioration of the garage and plaza level. But those are all things that we are accustomed to seeing, and that's why our job exists, to maintain and repair the buildings. Trust me, there's already lawsuits being filed. It's going to get ugly. Anybody who's even inspected is going to be, you know, grilled as to what more wasn't done. And buildings do get cracks. When I lived in Reno, a couple earthquakes, I remember seeing some cracks in the wall. I'm like, well, we're still standing. I didn't think much of it. Didn't even think, you know, is our foundation okay? Is, you know, we really don't think about earthquakes in Miami, but they do have the, you know, being with rising ocean levels and sinking sand, while the West is becoming more dry, the East is becoming more wet. So that's why I do think there is climate change. I just don't believe that it's my hamburger that's doing that. Well, Cassie was a wife, mother, true friend to so many, according to Mr. Stratton. He told Denver's KMGH TV that he and his wife spent much of their time during the coronavirus pandemic in that condo. They've owned it for 4 years. He went on a business trip to D.C., and he last saw his wife on June 21st. They actually met at a Super Bowl party in New York, married a couple years later. She had split her time through Miami and New York City, was originally from New Orleans. So, you know, while we're still trying to figure out what's going on, they have already started to offer evacuations to the nearby condos. Not mandatory, but it's suggested. I don't know if the mandatory recommendations are going to happen. Again, each building is different, but you do wonder if many of them were built around the same time, same developers, same slipshod. You know, there was rumors that there was a building moratorium in 1979, so in order to get around it, the developer offered to pay $400,000 to somebody's sewer bill in order to make it move forward, or, you know, some sort of BS happening. If that wasn't the only one building, we possibly have other buildings in trouble. And so now in Miami, they're going to be examining any building over six stories to look at their integrity, structural integrity. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a woman was hit with a $2,000 bill for colon cancer screening. a popular home test to screen for colon cancer. I apologize for having pop-ups. Oh, come on. Hold on a second. Anyway, a Missouri resident was seeing commercials, and she wanted to do the home screen for colon cancer using Cologuard. It's an at-home test advertised as a way to screen for colon cancer at home instead of going through a colonoscopy. I would still recommend the colonoscopy right now just because if you do have a polyp that could later turn to cancer, the colonoscopy physician, the gastroenterologist, could at least remove the polyp. But Cologuard has been known to be a screening tool. Unfortunately, sadly, some people get a high bill. Missouri resident Leanne Bryant told CBS News consumer investigative correspondent Anna Werner that she was intrigued after seeing the commercials on television. She said, hey, screening at my home sounds pretty easy compared to a full-blown colonoscopy. She's 55 years old. She called her insurance company. The insurance company said, yes, it would be fully covered because she didn't want to get an unexpected bill. She sent in her sample, waited for an email with the results, and she actually came back positive. It said, I could have a polyp. I could have colon cancer. So she ended up needing a colonoscopy after all. Luckily, she got a negative result, but then the bills started to arrive. I started getting statements from my hospital saying I have a balance of $1,900. She said, I'm thinking, well, I certainly don't owe that much. I mean, that's not possible. Well, colon cancer screenings are supposed to be covered under the Affordable Care Act, but it wasn't a screening. She had a positive Cologuard result. So all of a sudden, her colonoscopy got coded as diagnostic. Remember I told you guys I had to cancel my colonoscopy last month because I wasn't 50 yet? And so it wouldn't get covered. Now, pre-existing conditions and things like that are supposed to be covered, but no. The trick with the Affordable Care Act now is if it's screening, it's covered. So you almost have to ignore any of the history and go, you know what, you're just going to do a screening test. So I was going to have to pay $1,200 out-of-pocket just to start for my colonoscopy. But they said if I waited till I was 50, it would be covered. So I waited. I don't think that's the healthiest thing. And colonoscopies are pretty soon going to be open to everybody over 45. It was 50, but now it's gotten moved down to 45. So if she never used the Cologuard test, she could have been fully covered. And so, you know, it's not the Cologuard, you know, cost for that money directly, but indirectly. And so that's why I said, you might just want to go and just do the colonoscopy. You know, Cologuard might be a great product, but if insurance is only going to cover screen and anything diagnostic is going to mess you up in terms of finances, then it's got to be called screen. And right now, it's all about, you know, not having to pay out of pocket when you don't need to. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.